For CKDU interviews, we have here with us Ben Wedge, who is a Benjamin Wedge, who is running for the DSU Senate. Welcome to the show, Ben.
Yeah, hi, Dave. Yeah.
What program are you in?
I'm in second year engineering. I'm hoping to go into industrial engineering in the fall.
Okay. What draws you to industrial engineering?
I just love the working with processes, and a lot of industrial engineering focuses on cutting down on waste and just streamlining things, and like, there's some really great applications. Big one now is healthcare, and everybody likes health.
Yeah. Okay, so what draws you to the position of running for Senate?
I guess just I like talking about student issues, negotiating the different policies and different ideas, and just working on behalf of students, maybe more so outside of engineering. I've represented engineers this year, and I'd like to take that a step further, and I felt the Senate was a good fit for what I like to do.
Mm-hmm. You've also had some experience on the DSU Council. You've been on the council for 1 year, so you've seen a lot of issues come and go over the past year. Do you foresee dealing with those issues as a big part of your mandate if you're elected as a Senate? You'll also be sitting on the council, but the Senate is a separate body that you'll sit on as well. How do you foresee the sort of the day-to-day student issues that have been brought up in the year taking on your role?
Well, I guess a lot of the big issues we've been seeing at council would be specific to my duties as councillor if I am a senator next year. Very few of the things we've seen at council would fall into the Senate. So I guess the big ones you're probably referring to contracts for sure. And that's something that I don't think we're going to wrap up this year. We've made a lot of progress on it, I feel, and we've at least put the framework in to find something that works for both sides. It might not be perfect for both sides, but we're trying to balance the needs of the larger student body and the very vocal groups that have come up, and I think we're making some progress as a union to be more open, and I've definitely seen a change this year in how we operate, and I'm hoping to be able to continue with that next year.
Do you see the DSU annual general meeting as a forum for students to engage these issues? There's one tonight, which will be after this airs, or before this airs, but do you see, in general, AGMs as a good forum?
The short answer to that one is no, but I'll say why. And that's, the AGM is, there's time constraints, you can't get everybody's voice in there. Voting at an AGM is cumbersome. There's better ways to address your concerns, and that's to go through the executive, go through council, engage with executive and council so that we can work towards some kind of agreement and then ratify that agreement at the AGM, have the discussion beforehand and get there. People are busy, and I'd rather see the AGM as somewhere making constitutional changes like it's supposed to, and yes, dealing with big decisions, but we shouldn't have those appear on the floor that morning. It should be something that we work toward over the course of the year and ratify the decision on the floor.
This might not be something that Senate deals with, but I just ask because I'm curious about the this year, the Dow administration decided to no longer take credit card payments for tuition, and I remember at the start of the year there's sort of shock among the DSU about that and how much more difficult that makes it for students with limited means to be able to afford tuition. Is that something that could be taken to Senate? Is that a place where that could be dealt with?
That's dealt with through Board of Governors, and this year we don't have any Board of Governors candidates because they were both elected last year for their 2-year terms. But definitely in terms of my role as a counselor this year, I've been talking about the credit card issue. I wrote about it over the summer, and I think hopefully once this recession is over, well, I guess technically the recession's over, once we're back in a good fiscal footing, hopefully that's something that can be reinstated. I don't see the university doing it this year, but I hope the DSU continues that fight and gets credit cards back, because they're used by some students who can pay the bills to get points, and they're used by others who need that bridge funding for a few weeks while they wait for student loans. So we need to make sure there's options there for everyone.
Okay, and now for some more fun questions. Sure. What's your favorite word?
Favorite word? I really like saying whatchamacallit.
Yeah?
Or, yeah.
That was good.
Just as a funny one, yeah.
What's your least favorite word?
I don't know if I have a specific least favorite word. I'm not a big fan of buzzwords in general. I feel a lot of words get misapplied in today's culture, and I'd rather stick to words that actually apply. Mm.
What turns you on?
Math. We'll say math.